Thousands of workers yesterday responded to organized labor's call to demonstrate to draw government's attention to the dwindling fortunes of the economy. The demonstrators, who carried placards with diverse inscriptions, marched through some principal streets of Accra and other regional capitals. In Accra, the demonstrators presented an 8-point petition to the Minister of Employment and Labor Relations, Haruna Idrisu, to be forwarded to government. Doreen Ampofu and Samuel Bano joined the demonstrators and have come through with this report.
The demonstrators, clad in red and black to signify their state of frustration, began from the Obra Sports at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle through Adabraka, Accra Poly, the Arts Center, and ended at the Black Star Square. They sang their hearts out as they carried placards, some of which read, "Statistics are not food. If the poor run out of food, they will eat the politician. The worst form of violence is poverty." According to the demonstrators, government should wake up to its responsibilities.
We are on the street because the living is too expensive and we cannot bear it. The cost is so high, and so we are demonstrating that the government can do something for us. If you have really come out, I consider this number is very, very good.
Are you impressed about the turnout?
Oh, yes, I'm impressed. We expected more, but at least those who came, it's okay.
And do you think this is going to have the leadership impact?
Well, if the government is a listening government, they will have to listen. But if they are intransigent, that's their own baby. But they should take it seriously. Otherwise, what will follow this is the worst.
And money lost at our Bank of Ghana. Where that money passed? Ask your mama.
Are you Ghanaian?
No, Nigerian.
So why are you taking part in this demonstration?
Yes, because we believe in the unity of Africa. We have to come to Ghana to solidarize our comrades here. Similarly, happened in Nigeria in 2012. And we fought similar increments of wealth. Where increment brings poverty. Where increment brings corruption. It brings suffering in the lives of the Ghanaians. So we have to come to Ghana to join our comrades, to join Ghanaians as one united Africa.
At the Black Star Square, the TUC General Secretary Kofi Asamoah presented an 8-point petition which accused government of taking actions and policies deliberately meant to impoverish workers.
We call your excellencies to lead us away from poverty to prosperity, with the assurance that workers of Ghana will do our part to support your efforts. Whilst acknowledging your excellency and that of your government, the working people of Ghana continue to face increasing economic and social hardship. The economic situation is deteriorating by the day. Significant number of Ghanaian households has been compelled by the prevailing economic hardship to cut both welfare and necessity consumption, while businesses and industry are suffocating. We want to tell His Excellency that there is a limit to which working people and Ghanaians can endure. You have a constitutional duty to implement urgent and appropriate measures to arrest the economic decline and ameliorate the hardships and suffering of majority of Ghanaians. Organized labor and the working people of Ghana therefore demand the following in that regard: immediate action to halt the depreciation of the cedi and the rising cost of living. 2. Immediate policy initiatives and measures to ensure the provision of requisite and critical infrastructure, including putting on stream the gas pipeline and efficiency in the production and distribution of electricity and water, and to assure citizens against price hikes in these essential services due to inefficiency, lack of infrastructure, and the headlong depreciation of the city.
The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, received the petition. He said government intends to sit with organized labor to address their specific concerns.
As a country, we all will need to make some more sacrifices so as to enable government to recover the economy and initiate policies that will reinvigorate the economy to accommodate some of the legitimate demands and concerns of labor. Some specific issues will be addressed head on. For instance, the management of the pension fund. I intend to have a stakeholder meeting with the National Pension Regulatory Authority, organized labor and government to review what can be done to assure pensioners that their money remains safe and intact. The placards they carried reflected and mirrored their legitimate concerns and aspirations. The economy will have to be reinvigorated through the pursuit of policies. You have to break an egg in order to eat an omelette. We will continue as government to pursue policies that recover the economy and that will make make life easier, not harder for organized labor and the citizens of Ghana alike. Beyond demonstration is dialogue. We want to sit down with organized labor and deal with their specific concerns as raised in their petition.
Minister of Employment and Labor Relations, Haruna Idrisu, ending that report by Doreen Ampofu and Samuel Bano.
Meanwhile, some workers who participated in the demonstration in Accra said though they are on the single spine salary structure, the prevailing economic conditions have rendered it useless.
A female teacher who has 6 children said she hasn't been paid for 1.5 years. She said she can't engage in nefarious activities to live and thinks the protest is necessary to let the government know the suffering of the masses. Another person also expressed his opinion on the importance of the demonstration.
I believe that it's high time our government sit up and do the right thing for the good people of this country. Because some years back, if you hear that our mothers in Makola, in the markets are increasing prices, it's as a result of wages and salaries going up. But today, what do you see? Water goes up, prices change. Electricity goes up, prices of goods and services change. And then when also petroleum products also go up, it's the same thing. So what is happening? All the while, workers' wages and salaries are at a standstill.
The General Secretary of the Communication Workers Union of the Ghana News Agency, Phyllis Quay, said productivity is low in some workplaces because equipment to work with are not provided.
I have a 73-year-old mother at home, and I need to take care of the problem. I have other cousins, other brothers who need money for other things. We come to work and we are forced to use our own money to buy A4 paper, buy staplers, buy CDs. But where things are getting to, the government just wants to see action for us, for its inefficiency.
Those were some workers who participated in the demonstration sharing their views.